Well, this is Ralph Wilson. I'm in Eldoret, Kenya, and with pastors. Pastor, give us your name and where you're from.
I'm Pastor Frederick Simiu. I'm staying near Eldoret.
And where in Eldoret is your church?
In Langas.
Langas is one of the estates or suburbs of the city of Eldoret. And what's the name of your church?
My church is the Deliverance Christian Center.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, how did you become a Christian?
1993.
Yeah. How old were you then?
I was 18 years.
Yeah. So why did you become a Christian? What was your life like before that?
Yani nilikuwa katika kisa sana.
He was in the darkness.
Nilikuwa katika hali ya magonjwa sana.
He was sick. Since that time he was sick.
Alafu wakati moja nikakutana muujiza ya uponyaji.
Then one day he met Christ and he was healed. And then he became a Christian.
Was there a pastor or a church or a Christian who spoke to you about Jesus and told you the gospel?
Yeah, the pastor was the one who met him and preached to him.
Which pastor?
He came from kutoka Tanzania, from Tanzania.
Yeah.
So how did you come to be a pastor? You were 18, you found Christ, you were healed. How did you become a pastor?
I was in prayer and fasting, and God speak to me to do His work, and I was trying to follow a vision. God spoke to me, and
God spoke to him, and he reached a time where he accepted Jesus, and he made that a serious decision.
Kuanzia hapo nikaanza kufungua kanisa.
Then he opened a church.
When did you open the church?
In 1995.
So this is just after you became a Christian. 1 year after you became a Christian, you opened the church. You were a young preacher, huh?
Yeah. 1995.
So how did you learn to be a pastor, a preacher?
He received revelation and the Holy Spirit spoke to him to open the church.
Tell us about your church. How many people come on Sundays?
Around 120 for one Sunday.
What kind of worship do you have? What kind of music and preaching, and how long does your service last?
Ipataiti inachukua masama nne from 3 to 1. Yeah.
Okay, they worship in a Pentecostal way. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what is the Pentecostal way? What is it like in your church?
Tunatumia vyombo pia.
Yeah, they use a musical instrument, but sometimes they clap and jump for the Lord.
What kind of musical instruments do you have?
We have a keyboard.
Keyboard.
Yeah. And a guitar. Yeah.
Do you have any drums?
No, we don't have.
No drums?
Drum, this one.
Oh.
Yeah, we have. We have. Yeah.
So, the drum that he's describing, what does that look like, this drum?
Yeah, it's something just round and yeah.
So you're about gesturing about 3 feet high.
Yeah.
And how big around in diameter? He's about 18 inches.
Yeah.
And so does it sit on the floor or do they hold it on the side?
Oh, ni upande na upande.
Side to side.
Side to side.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how do you hold it? Is it a strap?
Yeah.
Are we going to have drums like that at the conference?
I think, he will bring those ones.
So I have to see this drum and hear it. praise God for your drums.
Thank you very much.
So do you play any instruments?
Yeah.
What do you play?
I keyboard nimeanza kuchifundisha lakini niko na mchezaji.
Now he's learning to play a keyboard.
This year is 2007. What do you think God will have you do 5 years from now?
Nina maono ya Mungu anisaidie.
He want God to help him, and so that he can preach and reach so many people.
That is my vision.
Amen.
Yeah. Thank you.
Father, we come before you for our brother. Thank you for him. You have called him.
Yes.
You have spoken to him, and he has obeyed.
Yes.
I pray that you would help him in the good times and in the hard times, that he might find you strong and mighty on his behalf, O Lord. When the enemy comes against him like a flood, raise up a standard against it and help our brother, O Lord.
Yes.
The ministry that you've given to him, bring it to fulfillment in Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit, we pray. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you,
Jesus. Father, we thank you because you are God.
Yes.
You are good. We thank you because of Pastor Simeon.
Yes.
I know that God, he has a call from you.
Yes.
I know, Father, you are going to raise him in a unique way.
Lord.
Yes.
I thank you, Father, because you are good.
Yes.
You are going to uplift him. You are going to uplift his ministry.
Yes.
I thank you because of Dr. Ralph, that through his teachings,
he will
receive something special.
Mm.
I thank you and I uplift you.
Yes.
In brief, I pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.